I was in Portsmouth, New Hampshire the other day, and I saw a store called The Works where I got a cup of coffee, and the name sounded familiar to me. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if it's associated with The Works in Amherst. And I thought, oh, maybe it's like a Starbucks chain that I haven't heard about. But it is not that, because The Works is the focus of our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA and Richard French from The Works of The Works, all eight of them, and Yvette Laurent, who is the general manager of The Works in Amherst. So first, Richard, what is The Works? And why did I see one in Portsmouth? And why do I know the one in Amherst?
So we'd like to say we're an unchained chain, if you're going to say that, you know, we're in four New England states, which is true.
Yeah.
So we have eight cafes in four New England states. Originally, our roots are from Manchester, Vermont, and we are a cafe with thoughtfully sourced food.
So the first one was where?
Manchester, Vermont.
And when did you open it?
1988.
Nobody cared about locally sourced food in 1988. Where are these stores now?
So they are in the original one in Manchester, Vermont, Keene, New Hampshire. Then we jumped all the way to Portland, Maine, Portsmouth, Durham, New Hampshire, Amherst, Mass, obviously our local one.
Yeah.
Brattleboro, Vermont, the one and only.
I think we're still missing one, but we don't care as much about that particular.
Concord, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. Concord.
State capital, right.
So where did this idea come from then, Richard?
You know, I went to school at UVM. It was Ben and Jerry's land there. And watched a bunch of free movies on the top of the parking garage in Burlington, where we'd watch the Yellow Submarine and eat free ice cream cones. And so I was inspired about starting a company that had a good corporate mission, or, you know, good corporate citizen.
And like so, Ben and Jerry, like inspired from Ben and Jerry?
Like actual Ben, yeah.
Yeah, wow, cool.
Right, yeah. And I remember, unlike President Clinton at that time, what was happening in Vermont is everybody failed to exhale, not inhale. You know how Bill Clinton said, I never inhale?
Yeah,
right.
Ben and Jerry's and the others failed to exhale.
Right. Right. Which can also be problematic.
Right.
And so then it grows from this idea in Vermont, and now is what was the name of it? Unchained Chain?
The Unchained Chain.
Unchained Chain.
Chain of Fools. Running one of the Unchained Chains in Amherst is Yvette Laurent. And so you are using locally sourced stuff. So tell me some of the locally sourced stuff that you're working with in this Unchained Chain with thoughtfully sourced food.
Right now we are doing some new frescas, which are going to be locally sourced with cucumbers and fresh mint from right around the area.
What's a fresca, if people don't know? Not the old soda that with tab that your old teachers used to drink, maybe.
It is actually pressed fruit, and then we process it. And so it's like for the cucumber and mint, it was processed, and then we mix it in with fresh water, and we kind of put it together.
Making that all in-house?
Yeah.
And I'm drinking it right now, and it is delicious.
It is good.
And I'm definitely not going to hide booze in this a little bit later.
Uh-huh.
So what else locally are you doing? And Richard is over here making me a sandwich as you're explaining to me some of the things that you might be able to get at The Works in Amherst or elsewhere.
It's called the Rainbow Sandwich. And right now we are making it with fresh heirloom tomatoes, summer squash, and zucchini, and fresh Japanese eggplant.
Oh my goodness.
And the reason
is
calling
it Japanese eggplant from the valley or?
Yes.
From Northfield, Mount Hermon.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah, and the reason you're calling it the rainbow is what?
It has all the colors of the rainbow. Like we see out in our backyard or in our farmer's fields right now. We've got the red from the heirloom tomatoes. We have the purple from the eggplant, the green from the zucchini, yellow squash. It's all in there, Monty.
It's good to eat the rainbow of colors because you're getting all the good nutrients that way too. So this might be a better question for Richard. When you've got stores in Durham and in Concord, are you getting your things from different farms than when you're getting it in Amherst or Brattleboro?
Yes, and not easily, because obviously that requires a bunch of different sourcing and working with the local farmers and seeing what's available.
Right. So it's a challenge, but it seems like a challenge that you are at least trying to undertake.
We're much better on the products that are available annually, like cream cheese from Vermont or cheddar cheese.
Right,
or,
the Cabot,
you know,
cheddar
butter,
cheese.
Things like that.
Yeah.
And or mostly hydroponics we're able to get year-round. Tomatoes, there's some greens coming year-round now, new producers that are producing local greens year-round.
Right. So you get sprouts locally from Gill Greenery, right?
You got it. Been working with Shay at Gill Greenery for a number of years, and he's actually servicing three of our stores now from here.
Great. And that hydroponics goes back to the not exhaling thing.
Correct.
Yeah. Another good option there, potentially. What else are you excited about on the Amherst menu, Yvette, who's the general manager at the Works in Amherst?
Well, I just started there, so I'm kind of getting my feet wet with the Amherst Works.
Hopefully there's not a leak in the...
No.
Not literally wet.
No, but the thing that I really love about it is the things that we do there, and I think that that's really what's important to me, as well as the food process, what we do with it, and being that I'm from Amherst, and Amherst is all about composting and in Amherst is all about reusing and rethinking about what you're using. Mm-hmm. That is what made me kind of go with working at the works, thinking about what we have around in this area. And I know the area very well. And I think that was one of the reasons why Richard and I sat down and talked about me taking over the works, was because I'm from this area and I know what's here and I know what we can probably source from different areas.
It's interesting because Richard sort of based his corporate model on Ben and Jerry's that have this sort of ethical principles. And you were saying that you sort of escaped the big bad corporate model. What were you doing?
Well, I was working for a big corporation for 18 years. And
a restaurant chain, perhaps?
It was a restaurant chain that, you know, it's very well known in the public eye. And it was something that I learned an awful lot about running a business. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to come back to was coming to a place that was smaller. I also wanted that ability. I had told Richard when we interviewed that I wanted to open up my own cafe sometime somewhere in the Amherst market. Ah. What's the best way to learn how to run a cafe but to run a cafe?
Right.
And that's what I did. And that's what I'm doing right now. And so I came back to local. And local, you know, being that my family's from around here and my mom was an avid Amherst, being on the town committee and all that, she's very big. And we were recycling back when I was like 3 and 4, you know. So, but I did graduate here in 1984, lived in Northampton and worked around a lot of the places in Amherst and in Northampton. So coming back to my roots was a huge thing. And I think, you know, not with a pun, but coming back to roots is what local really is all about, and using that stuff. So,
well, I think the agua fresca, the cucumber mint, is absolutely delicious. And I'm excited to try the rainbow sandwich you got here, Richard. So why don't we share it around with some?
Okay.
That's fantastic.
That was really good, Martin.
Yeah, it's really good.
Vermont goat cheese. And again, we have the rainbow of vegetables. How's the flavor?
It's excellent.
And I love balsamic vinegar.
And a little bit of balsamic vinegar. We call that the Marco Polo rule, because obviously that's not local. That's the only thing in this sandwich that's sourced locally from bread to spread, aside from the salt and pepper and the balsamic glaze.
You need olive oil. You need to make exceptions for all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting to know that that the works is a kind of chain that I want to work to support. Usually I'm like, oh, where's the small little mom and pop place? But it's good to know that it is both big and small, with 8 locations throughout New England, an unchained chain, The Works, founded by Richard French, who's made me this delicious rainbow sandwich, and the Amherst store, being general managed by Yvette Laurent. Thank you both so much for coming in. You can find out more about all sorts of local stuff with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, at buylocalfood.org.